Good morning. Setting it up for record. I'll be right back. Well, good morning again, and we do praise God for each of you on the call, for truly this is indeed the day the Lord has made, and we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. Here it is the 17th day of October, and we can tell by the changing of the climate and the season is upon us where it's getting a little cold outside, but we praise God for all of the seasons that He allows us to go through spiritually and in the natural, and we bless His name even today because He's created this day and He's allowed us to be a part of it. Certainly good to see and hear all of you on the call today. We have a couple of mediums that we're operating through, but we praise God for His keeping power, and we thank Him for sustaining us in the midst of everything that we are going through and have gone through. The word decrees that eyes haven't seen, nor ears heard, neither have there entered into the heart of men the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. Well, this morning, as I was meditating, praying, and deliberating over what I would share, there's a word found in Nehemiah, the 6th chapter, and the first 3 verses that I want to lift for your hearing and edification, and we'll use these verses as a backdrop for our few thoughts here today. It says, "Now it happened when Sanballat and Tobias and Geshem the Arab and the rest of our enemies heard that I had rebuilt the wall and that there were no breaks left in it, though at that time I had not hung the doors in the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent to me saying, 'Come, let us meet together among the villages in the plain of Ono.' But they thought to do me harm, so I sent messengers to them saying, 'I'm doing a great work, so I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it to go down to you?'" That's Nehemiah, the 6th chapter, the first 3 verses. And of course, we understand that Nehemiah was in a major campaign of rebuilding the walls around Jerusalem. And many times when we find ourselves trying to regroup or trying to rebuild, many times we see that the enemy wants to come in and try to stop the progress and stop the movement of what God has put in motion. And when the enemy, here it is, can't stop the work, guess what he'll do? He'll try to discourage you from doing the work. Let me say that again. I say when the enemy can't stop the work, he'll try to discourage you from doing the work. One of the most powerful gifts, I guess, that we have as believers is the gift of encouragement. Yeah, let me say that again. One of the most powerful gifts that we have as believers is the gift of encouragement. The word reminds us that we should encourage one another. As a matter of fact, in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 11, it says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in the fact that you are doing." You know, one of the things I found out, and I think I'm speaking to about 5 or 6 people this morning, discouragement and distractions are tools of the enemy. And the enemy uses these tools to throw you off track as an attempt to so that you won't fulfill your God-given assignment. Let me say that again. Discouragement and distractions are tools of the enemy, and he uses them to throw us off track as we attempt to fulfill our God-given assignment. And so many times we wait for people to encourage us, and we wait for people to tell us that we're doing a good job. And so the enemy will reverse that, and he will plant discouragement, and he will plant distractions and discord to throw you off track, to keep you from achieving what God has given you as a God-given assignment. And so many times we find ourselves wrestling and going through trying to do what's pleasing in God's eyesight. And instead of looking for the approval of God on our lives, all too often we're looking for the approval of man. But if nobody else encourages you, here it is. If nobody else gives you a word of hope, if nobody else tells you that you're doing a great job, you know that you're doing the best that you can, you know that you're trying to endure the hardships of a good soldier of Jesus Christ, you're trying to be steadfast in the work that God has called for you to do, you're trying your very best to be patient in a time of trouble, and you don't want to grow weary in well-doing. That's what the Bible says, don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. And many times we look for other people to push us across the finish line. And when we don't get that, then we become discouraged and despondent. And oftentimes the enemy will come in and use that to block what God is trying to get done in our lives. But if you're at that point, if nobody encourages you, if nobody else tells you how well you're doing, and nobody else want to stand with you even when you're going through, you got to be like David. You got to stand and you got to learn how to encourage yourself. Somebody say amen. Because God will send somebody your way who understands your plight, who understands your struggle, who understands the difficulty, who can identify with what you're going through. And he will give you that person that will speak to your spirit and speak to your needs. And then it will help push you further along the journey. But don't allow distractions to take you away from what God has purpose for you to do. Many times we start looking to the left, start looking to the right. We start looking behind us and we start taking our eyes off of the prize, because the enemy will try to use these opportunities of distraction to rob you of your joy. He'll try to use the opportunity that you are not doing well. He'll try to discourage you. He'll try to throw things in your way to keep your eyes off the prize and stop giving you the opportunity to thrive within the body of Christ. He also wants to rob us of the possibility of receiving encouragement when we may need it the most. Wow, isn't that something? So you'll be looking cross-eyed at people when you need encouragement the most. And when they don't give it to you, then the enemy is standing over on the side waving at you and say, come on over here. I'm going to give you some distractions to go along with that discouragement that you have. But let me tell you this, and this is just going to probably just be a little thought from Nehemiah that I might pick back up next week. However, you know, the Lord leads with that. One of the things we need to understand, as I'm talking about brokenness, as I'm talking about distractions, I'm talking about how many times we become despondent and how many times discouragement and distractions are the tools of the enemy. Distractions can come in various forms. Distraction can come in the form of fear. And we know that when we are on assignment for God, the enemy will try to get us in a mode of being fearful of what tomorrow will bring. Fear can cause us to begin evaluating our situation based on what bad things might happen rather than what good things we want to see happen. Isn't that something? And so we know that God has not given us what? A spirit of fear, but of power. Somebody say power. Of love and of a sound mind. And so when you see a distraction by the enemy, and it comes in the form of fear, many times it's because he's trying to keep you from achieving that which God has given you. And he knows that that's a barrier that's going to prevent you from getting to where God wants you to be. But I want to encourage you, don't evaluate your situation in your assignment based upon what bad things you think might happen. Rather, base your evaluation on what good things you see will happen, even if you're the only somebody can see it. Because if God gives you something and nobody else sees it, that doesn't mean that it's still not from God. Because many times the people around you may not see clearly the calling that God has placed upon your life or the direction that God would have you to go in. And so are you going to stop every time when God gives you an assignment and the person next to you doesn't understand the assignment that he's given you. No, you got to continue to press your way. You got to continue to pursue. You got to continue to pursue God. You got to continue to trust God. You got to stand on the promise even when you don't have the possession. Somebody say amen. So don't allow fear of the unknown to cause you to miss out on what God wants to do through you. And many times we get stuck right there when we see something that doesn't look like what God has spoken in our spirit and is speaking in our spirit about what he wants to do in the spirit realm. And so when you see something in the natural that doesn't reflect what God has given you in terms of your assignment, don't allow the fear of the unknown to cause you to miss out on what God wants you to do, wants to do through you. You know, many times, and I think I preached a sermon about moving from the familiar to the unfamiliar. That's been a while back. But many times we get to a place where we get so comfortable in the familiar. We get so used to comfortable and familiar surroundings, and we want to be comfortable. But God has not called us to be comfortable, but he's called us to be conformable to his will and to his word. And so I believe that it's in the unknown that God begins to release even more anointing. I believe it's in the unknown that God gives us what we need in order to move forward and be successful. And the enemy wants to keep us in the familiar. And you remember Abraham when he stepped out, don't you? And I believe that once we step out, God will step in and he will show us great and marvelous things. So I just want to encourage you today not to allow the distraction of fear to hinder and prevent you from being who God has called you to be. Not allow the enemy to throw you off track by sending discouragement your way, and you're looking for encouragement through other people when God has placed you on assignment. If nobody else encourage you, if nobody else speak words of hope and words of affirmation into your situation, learn like David how to encourage yourself and continue to press toward that mark of the prize of the high calling of God. And God will assign people to walk alongside of you. And just when you think that you're about to give up or throw in the towel, they'll begin to encourage and push you toward the destiny that he's placed upon your life. Well, our passage for the day was found in Nehemiah, the 6th chapter, verses 1-3. You can read that 6th chapter at your leisure today and see that even Nehemiah, he was dealing with a powerful assignment that God has placed upon his life. The assignment was near completion. He had yet not hung the doors around the city. And so he had rebuilt the wall, and the enemy saw how much progress he was making. And so they sent messengers to Nehemiah as he was on the wall, and they were trying to get him to come down from the work that he was doing in order to cause distraction and discouragement. But Nehemiah said, "I'm doing a great work and I will not come down. Why should I cease why should the work cease while I have it and go down to you?" And so it is with us. We have to look the devil in the eyeball, and we have to understand that the enemy will try to distract us and discourage us. And we have to say to him, "I'm doing a great work for the Lord. Why should I come down and stop what I'm doing to meet with you?" Well, that's the thought. That's the word for today. You read it for yourself, the 6th chapter of Nehemiah. And I hope that it's of inspiration and encouragement to you. And as 1 Thessalonians tells us, therefore, we need to learn how to encourage each other and build up each other just as we are doing. But if nobody else encourages you, if nobody else speaks a word of affirmation, learn how to encourage yourself. God, we eternally grateful for this day, and we do thank you for our lives. We thank you for your spirit's abiding presence, and we realize that we're nothing without you. But God, we seek your affirmation. We seek confirmation. We seek your peace and your power. And God, we know that no weapon that's formed against us will be able to prosper. And so we give you praise in advance for what you're about to do in our situations. I feel a spirit of completion about to come upon many of us who are yet going through, and we're on assignment and we're trying to complete the work that you've assigned to us. And we have had the enemy come alongside of us to try to distract and discourage us. But we speak against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare victory in our circumstance, victory in our health, victory in our situations. And we know that we shall be victorious. And so we give you praise in advance for what you're about to do. And so we thank you now for continuing to give us what we need in order to be who you've called us to be. So we love you, we honor you, and we thank you now for being our God. In Jesus' name we pray. And those who love God said amen. All right, well, I hope you have a fantastic day today, and you can read Nehemiah, the 6th chapter, at your leisure today and see how God begins to speak to you. And be encouraged now and know that all hope is not lost. God is not forsaken. God is not forgotten. Even when you feel like you're walking by yourself, know that he's promised that he'd never leave you nor forsake you. He said he'd be with you always, even until the end. Your assignment will be complete. Your assignment will come to pass, and God will be the one who gives you what you need in order to complete it. All right, be encouraged. Keep those spiritual antennas up today. I believe God is going to use you to be a blessing to somebody else. Okay, until next time, you be blessed. 605-475-3228 is the playback number. 605-475-3228. God bless you. Until next time.